From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled. He's called it unconstitutional. Final results released Wednesday showed nearly 93% voting yes to independence, sparking celebrations like this one in Doha. Fawaz Majed said he's grateful for the outcome. He said the Kurdish people deserve their own state. Turnout exceeded 72%, with higher turnout in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Sulaymaniyya. Prime Minister Abadi insisted that federal authority will be imposed on all of Iraq, including the Kurdish region. He said this is not a threat, but it will be done through constitutional means. The parliament has demanded the prime minister send troops to Kirkuk to take control of oil fields. Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said the goal of the referendum is to engage in dialogue with Baghdad, leading to eventual secession. Thousands of South Africans Wednesday marched in cities across the country against corruption.
Zuma must go! Zuma must go! Zuma must go!
Many were chanting, "Zuma must go," a reference to embattled South African President Jacob Zuma, whose administration has been plagued by scandal.
Now we are sick and tired of corruption that is taking place in our government. Yeah, it has come to an end. That's my opinion.
The protests, organized by the Congress of South African Trade Unions, which backs Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa as the next leader of the ruling African National Congress, voting for that in December. This is VOA News. The entire population of 11,000 has been evacuated from an island of the South Pacific archipelago of Vanuatu, where a volcano appears to be coming to life, threatening a major eruption. The evacuation of Ambe Island expected to be completed by October 6, the Mararovui volcano spewing rock and ash over local villages. UN officials are expected to visit Myanmar's volatile Rakhine State Thursday, where a security crackdown forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. Few outsiders have been allowed to visit since Muslim insurgents attacked security forces in late August, prompting the crackdown. The UN Refugee Agency High Commissioner Filippo Grandi said the exodus of refugees has slowed.
The flow has declined, although the information we got from various government agencies in Bangladesh was that there are displaced people still inside Myanmar, some of whom may be trying to find their way across the border into Bangladesh.
He said for those who have fled and want to return, it will take time if it happens at all. Bangladesh struggling to care for more than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims. President Donald Trump has proposed a major tax overhaul, offering cuts in taxes to businesses and individuals.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I guess it's probably something I could say that I'm very good at. I've been waiting for this for a long time. We're going to cut taxes for the middle class, make the tax code simpler and more fair for everyday Americans, and we are going to bring back the jobs and wealth that have left our country.
Mr. Trump speaking Wednesday in Indianapolis, Indiana. Critics say it could add to the deficit. For a second day, members of the Ugandan parliament Wednesday engaged in brawls over a controversial effort to change the Constitution's age limit to allow long-serving President Yoweri Museveni to seek another term. The 73-year-old Mr. Museveni has been in power since 1986, the constitutional age limit, 75. An Ohio coroner says American student Otto Warmbier, imprisoned in North Korea for 17 months, died from a lack of oxygen and blood to the brain. But Dr. Lakshmi Samarko could not definitively say he'd been tortured.
The fact that he has anoxic encephalopathy, or brain damage caused by the lack of oxygen to the brain, we don't know what the root cause of that is.
She said the 22-year-old University of Virginia's deaths June 19th, just days after being returned to the U.S., was due to an unknown injury. He was detained January 2016 until his release June 15, when he was medically evacuated in a coma. Hugh Hefner, founder of the Playboy magazine, has died. He was 91. Hefner founded the magazine in 1953. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.